Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Taubensy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Neagle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Denny Neagle. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Luke Collier. Batting 8th. The catcher, Brian Banks. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ochoa throws the ball into Belliard, who tags Larkin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Grissom. The throw from Taubensy and he is out, Larkin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz hits a line drive, foul, towards first. Casey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. Luke Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collier hits a line drive into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taubensee hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pokey Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Denny Neagle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neagle bunts towards first. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Belliard covering, for the out. Reese moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Reese. The throw from Banks and he is safe. Reese steals third. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carl hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammond strikes out. Two outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rafael Roque now pitching. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taubensy is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubensy strikes out. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Denny Neagle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Banks and he is safe. Reese steals second. Denny Neagle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neagle is 0 for 0 in the game. Neagle hits a pop-up into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roque spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Roque. Reese moves to third. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Cameron moves to second. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 0 for 2 in the game. Casey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Collier is 0 for 1 in the game. Collier strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hector Ramirez now pitching. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett's is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taubensee is 0-for-2 in the game. Taubensee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Sweeney pinch hits for Denny Neagle. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Williamson now pitching. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ochoa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Belliard is 0-for-2 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for Hector Ramirez. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Belliard moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. Belliard moves to third. Two outs. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Cameron. The throw from Banks and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Myers now pitching. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Casey is 0-for-3 in the game. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cameron moves to third. Larkin moves to second. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Aaron Boone now playing third base. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Valentin moves to third. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Loretta scores. Cirillo moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Brewers, 3. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnitz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnitz is walked intentionally. Danny Graves now pitching. Michael Tucker now playing right field. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ochoa strikes out. The throw from Taubensi, and they've got Burnett strapped. He's out in the rundown, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Coppinger now pitching. Jeff Jenkins now playing left field. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Taubensi is 0 for 3 in the game. Taubensi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Reese hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Reese. The throw from Banks and he is safe. Reese steals second. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 3 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards the mound. Graves fields it and throws to first for the out. Belliard moves to second. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Belliard moves to third. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reese fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey is 0 for 4 in the game. Casey hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dimitri Young pinch hits for Danny Graves. Dimitri Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Young takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Kerry Robinson pinch runs for Dimitri Young. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taubensy is 0 for 4 in the game. Taubensy hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Loretta is hit by the pitch. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cirillo bunts, foul, towards the mound. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Burnetz strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Barker pinch hits for Rocky Coppinger. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Barker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.